Jump shot. It goes. Zach Randolph does it again. 3-point game. They've got to go for three now. No choice. Conley for three. Ties it up.
First team all defense. First team all defense.
Here's Gasol from outside. Tony Allen. Shot clock at four. Randolph puts it up. Puts it in.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Did you feel like you finished that hoop?
No.
Go back and watch the replay.
Man, I think you have a claim to it. I swear I thought. I thought it was for me because I looked at Jay. I thought he looked at me. Didn't look at me. So I thought it was. I was looking at him. I was like, yeah. And I was like, yo, where in the world? I didn't even know he was running. I didn't even know he was in the area.
Has that ever happened before? Had ever been knocked on?
Yeah, that's happened before. Like I think that happened when I was in high school one time. And it happened with Miles in college. That's somewhere.
Actually, I think, yeah.
I think it did, because he jumped so high. Like, all these really crazy athletic freak jumpers, you're going to be like this a little bit. So, yeah, funny feeling.
This morning, Mike Conley said
after the dunk. I just started laughing, and then he's like, good stuff. I'm like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good, bro. Like, you know, straight. We were just laughing for a second. It was funny because we called a timeout. We were able to talk about it, but Lisa went in.
So. This morning, Mike Conley said that he pretty much crowns you as the king of fashion now that he's gone. What do you think about it?
King of fashion? Shoot. Nah, I ain't there yet. Mike was on some crazy stuff when he was here. I'm just trying to.
So, who do you think is the king of fashion of the team now?
King of fashion right now? That's up to y'all. That ain't for us. We come in here, we just try to put on a little something every now and again, give y'all something to look at. But yeah, we enjoy our stuff, for real. K got drip, I got drip, B got drip, Ja got drip. Yeah.
Just how much fun is it to play with Ja Morant out there on the court? It looks like it's a blast for any basketball player.
Yeah, like he's incredible. Like his change of speed, his change of direction is just different. It's something you don't really find too often. So kind of a once in a lifetime talent, you know, if you ask me. So when you're out there, you're playing with him, you gotta, you know, match his speed, match his energy level. And if you do that, you know, it's really easy to play with him.
You were here as part of the old thing. Does it feel like y'all are building a new
thing?
Last year, the old guys, does it feel like you're building a new thing? I mean, and particularly with the crowd into it the way it was, like you're constructing your own path here.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a different identity. It's something, but it's not something we take for granted. It's something that, you know, the people before us laid the groundwork for and gave us the opportunity to do something like this. So it's not something we take lightly. We respect it. You know, we understand that. It's just been a classic era for us, if you want to call it that. You know, with TA at the game, he's supporting us. You know, Mike, Mark, Z-Bo, there's so many different guys, even like Beckman, Rudy, OJ, like so many different people you can point to that paid away. But yeah.
Was it nice to see TA?
Sure, it's always nice to see TA, but TA's always around. Like,
but he's not at games before. I know he's been at games before.
Yeah, but you know, he's a friendly face around here. You know, familiar face in the city, familiar face, just around. So, yeah.
What was it like seeing the reaction the crowd gave to Mike after that video?
I know he appreciated it. It just goes to a testament to all the hard work he's put in while he's been here. And yeah, you know, it's a good moment for him. It was nice to see for a little bit. Longer timeouts when there's TV games. So take a look and then lock all the way back in. So, yeah, I know he appreciate it.
Obviously, you always want to win, but does it mean a little bit more to get one over Mike?
Yeah, it means a little bit more. I mean, but at the end of the day, it goes in the left. I mean, yeah, but obviously, this is a special game. You know, he's coming back, ESPN, all that type of stuff. You know, there's just a lot of noise around it, so it kind of feels good to get a win.
What would you say is the one of the main reasons why you guys are on a three-game win streak right now? Because, I mean, yeah, go.
playing together, moving the ball. We're letting the defense dictate our offense. We're not getting down if shots aren't falling. We're just continuing to play harder defense so we can play faster and play in transition. And yeah, we've done it as a group. I think just everybody's pitched in their way, and they do what they do, and they know what they're great at, and they brought that every single night. So yeah, we're putting it together more and more, and hopefully we get a fourth.
What do you think about how aggressive Dylan Brooks is being on both sides of the court?
I mean, he's an aggressive player. That's what he does. He scores. When he gets going, it's really kind of crazy because, you know, kind of the rim just looks bigger to him. So, you know, to feed him when he's hot. And, yeah, when he gets going, he's special. So I'm just happy he's rolling right now. And you saw what he did today. So he's killing.
Is some of how teams are playing you guys now, like it's still early in the season, so guys are still kind of learning how to defend you guys. Are you starting to notice a difference in how teams are – guarding you guys and playing against you based on tape?
Yeah, I think, well, you feel it out game to game, depending on, you know, you see who's going under, what screens, who's fronting. A lot of it's matchups, a lot of it's the type of team you're playing and what they're trying to take away, first of all. But, you know, game to game, it honestly gets pretty different. But, you know, you start to see some trends. We'll probably see more mid-season. I can't really say too many now, but, you know, mid-season when you play a team again or if you play a team like another team. So you'll see more.
Feels great. Played together and we did everything together. That's what we needed. That's what we wanted. And we got it. And it's not just three in a row. We got to keep going more and more.
To see Ja catching lobs, going behind the back, scoop layups. You know, like.
That was Ja or JJ?
Ja.
Dunk.
Well, both.
Who got the dunk, Andy?
Who got it done? Who got it? JJ, who got it done?
Ja got the dunk.
All right.
But what does it feel like to see him do all this?
You know, it's great. It's, you know, he's just enjoying out there. You know, he's balling, and it's really good to see him doing that.
Immediate day, you said that you wanted to come back if Mike came back. You were trying to get Mike to come back.
He came back today, right?
He came back today. Did you get a decent replacement there in Ja?
Yeah, I mean, Ja is, you know, I love Mike, you know, but Ja is a great guy. So he's already proved that he can be high-level point guard, and he's just, you know, he's just growing. He just started his career, so he's going to be great.
Coach said that we're learning more and more what this team is capable of. What did you learn about your team in this game?
You know, what I learned about my team? Well, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a hard question, what I learned about my team. It's just, you know, we got to stick together. If we stick together, if you do it, little things together, we play together, we can win against most of the teams. And that simple it is, you know, doing those little things. You know, trusting each other, not just on offense, on defense too. You know that if you help, you know that somebody behind is going to crack down on your guy. So it's a great feeling.
How much of a lift has it been getting these three straight wins just for, you know, the confidence of the locker room?
Confidence, great. You know, we're a young team, we're humble, we never doubted our confidence. You know, we want to win, we want to do good, we want to go out there and play. So nobody going to take that away from us.
The crowd was energetic. What was it just like to have the crowd so loud like that?
Yeah, I noticed that the crowd was really energetic, and you know, that was great. You know, always fun to play against that crowd. And it's just not just fun, you know. That gives us extra energy, extra confidence.
What was your mindset going into that quarter?
Kill. Simple as that. Just attack downhill and just try to go finish the play.
Ja, it looked like in the first quarter, you and Mike got to just say a few words to each other after the little video played. What did he say, or what did you say? What was that?
Congratulated him on everything.
For you, was there just a little extra given all the festivities tonight?
Nah, I mean, I just play with the same chip every game.
It seems like your fantasy players per game have been going up. That's why I had to have the behind the back scoop and
having fun. Just having fun. My teammates just allow me and the coaches allow me to go out there and play freely and just do what I do. That play was just of instinct.
The fact that you guys kind of rattled off a few wins in a row, now, what does it show about this group that you guys are doing that as a young team in this league?
Bet you we surprised a lot of people. But we knew all along once we just locked in, bought into what coach was saying and what we had to do. And everybody had that mindset to just go out and compete, play together. And the last couple of games, that's what we were doing, and came out with some wins.
How did you feel dunking on Jam?
It wasn't on purpose. I mean, I was just running, and I went for the lob, Jay threw it. I was just going to dunk the lob, and Jaren jumped too. So, I mean, somebody had to finish the play. I'm going to let it be a turnover on that. So.
John Coach said that you have a humble confidence. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm humble but confident at the same time. I won't speak too much on myself, but I do believe in myself. I feel like if you don't believe in yourself, then who will?
So when you went right at Moutier on that one, you were doing this. What to him? And then what did that mean exactly? Too small? What did that?
That's a tough one.
Sorry.
I don't want to disrespect him like that. But
did you see Tony laughing? I mean, smiling after. Did you see Tony Allen was smiling after that?
I was locked in.
He was enjoying that. He enjoyed that.
I was locked in. It's just the passion I play with.
Did you have a favorite moment tonight? Did you have a? Was there any one of those that you enjoyed more than any other?
When the buzzer sound and we won, it can't be nothing better than that. So.
When you see the fans kind of show their support for a guy like Mike, do you ever kind of dream ahead and say, man, like, what could this look like for me down the road a few years from now?
I mean, they show that support with me already, so obviously it's different with him. He's a legend here, but, I mean, I appreciate much.
What were you able to learn about Conley? Like, I know this team really barely played with him, but just from Jim and Dylan, what did you learn about Conley from those two?
Nothing. We were just focused on us with the players we had here. We're trying to buy in and get to know each other and just try to get a feel to go out there and be able to play off each other.
You feel the crowd tonight?
Crowd. Definitely, yeah. We kind of played off them. We brought some energy. They brought it, and we were able to get some stops and come out with a win. So, appreciate them.
I know it was big, you know, to have Mike back, but it was also special for you and your family. Your daughter was here. It's your dad's birthday. What is it mean to have them all here in a special night like this?
It's a big night for me, honestly. It's the first game my daughter been to, my dad's birthday, and just to top it off with a win, it just felt good. It was special. So.
Okay, you rocked the baby after that thing, though. Didn't you? You did that. What would it mean to have your daughter here for the first game?
I was talking about my daughter when I did that. I think I heard her crying.
Did you?
Trying to put her to sleep.
We ask you a lot about, you know, obviously tonight with Mike. Seems like you've gotten a lot of questions, not just about Mike, but about legacy and everything. Like, do you honestly think about that, or, you know, when you say you're saying?
Nah, I just take it day by day, honestly. One day at a time, one step at a time. I really don't look into the future. I just be locked in and just stay where my feet are at.
It feels like that's the way to build your own, doesn't it? I mean, is that how you build, just by focusing day to day, is how you build your own technique?
Yeah, I just try to be the best player I can be. On and off the court, and I think at the end of the day, everything just speaks for itself.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.